Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Do hate crimes exist? Judging by what one reads and hears, the answer likely depends upon your politics or personal ideology. If you believe that hate crimes exist, you're likely to define them as brutal crimes by individuals directed at others of differing ethnic groups or those with differing sexual orientations. To many anthropologists, these brutal crimes are quite familiar, and one key to understanding them may be in our past. For 99% of its existence, humanity lived in small bands. Each individual had a role to play, and the success or failure of the band depended upon the efforts of all. Such interdependency led to group loyalty, the core of ethnicity. Of course, each band would encounter other bands. In times of plenty, this posed no problem and may have been welcomed, as trading could occur and young people could seek mates. In times of real or perceived scarcity, however, competition over resources resulted in conflict among bands, sometimes brutal. While brutality within the band was not advantageous, brutality against other bands could be. To anthropologists, hate crimes look very much like these band conflicts. Multicultural America has bands encountering each other countless times every day. As a consequence, real or imagined inequities result in brutal acts across bands that are called hate crimes. Of course, this evolutionary strategy is now unacceptable, and those committing acts of violence are often shunned by even the band they would call their own. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.